بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل اعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس اله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, in last week's majlis we explained that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts us into different conditions, ahwal. Allah ta'ala is making our tarbiyat. An example I gave is like a disobedient child. The parent repeatedly endeavors that the child becomes obedient, and the parent will warn the child when the child gets up to mischief and its pranks. And after several times, when the parent will warn the child, scold the child, reprimand the child, and the child still does not listen, then the parent to make the tarbiyat of the child so that this child doesn't grow up to be a disobedient person, and the person who will transgress the hudud of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the parent then grounds the child and deprives the child of some of the leisures and pleasures it normally enjoys. Like that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes takes away some ni'mat of ours so that we make qadr of the ni'mat. And Allah wants us to become obedient slaves. So when we forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we take His ni'mat for granted. We forget the different warnings and teachings and advices, admonishments of Quran, Sunnah, Hadith, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forcefully Allah makes our tarbiyat. And all this is for our own good. So that we may hearken, we may change our life, we may become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Insan has an open enemy. Insan has an open enemy. And who is that enemy? Shaitan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran various verses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. That shaitan is an open enemy. He is our dushman. He is our hidden enemy. We cannot see shaitan. Nobody can see shaitan. Yes, shaitan has appeared in different forms. In a human form. Shaitan is jinn. He's come in a jinn form. Various ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So shaitan is our open enemy. But he is hidden. Mashayikh say, "Oh, poshida dushman hai." He is a hidden enemy. And he continuously casts insinuations, waswasa into man. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was once in i'tikaf. One of his wives came at night for some need. She needed to ask us for something. So he was standing by the door. He was in i'tikaf in the masjid. She was just outside by the door. And he was busy talking to her. Something urgent came about. And two sahaba were going past. And they happened to see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he's talking to this lady. So they pretended as though they did not see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they began to walk fast. Nabi Akram saw this. And immediately he summoned them. He said, "This is my wife." Ya Rasulullah, we didn't think of anything else. Rasulullah said, "No, but inna shaitana yajri min al-insani majrad dam." Shaitan runs in the human body like how blood flows in our body. Majrad dam, khun. Like that shaitan goes into our body. Ulama and mashayikh, Dr. Abdul Hayy Arifi rahmatullah has mentioned that there is no juz in the body. There's no limb in the body, but shaitan comes into that limb. And therefore, can't say, with our ears, we will do wrong, with our nose, with our eyes, with our tongue. This is when shaitan comes into us. So shaitan is an open enemy. Quran says, فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوَّا. Then treat him as an open enemy. They say, a jahil, an ignorant person, one of the things to show his jahalat is that he does not distinguish between who his friend is and who his foe is, who his enemy is. A man who cannot distinguish who his friend is from his enemy, then he's a jahil person. An intelligent person knows this person is my enemy. Therefore, I must not become deceived by him. So, we will be jahil then, if we do not understand that shaitan is our open enemy. And Allah has mentioned. So shaitan is our open enemy, is our dushman. And he attacks us in various ways, various ways. He assaults, he attacks. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions him in the Quran as Al-Khannas. In the surah An-Nas, we are seeking Allah's protection from various things and min sharril waswas, from the one who insinuates. Al-Khannas, the one who retreats. And ulama have given the translation as a slinging prompter. He keeps on prompting into us. He comes forward, he goes back, finds an opportunity, comes again. In some ahadith, it is mentioned that he sits on the qalb of Ibn Adam, sits just outside the heart of man. He's got a snout, and he waits for the opportunity to cast an insinuation into man. So he is al-khannas, he waits for that opportunity to come and put some waswasa into. What does shaitan do? Shaitan's power and qudrat is limited. Compared to the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shaitan has got no power. Allah ta'ala himself mentions, إِنَّ كَيْدَ الشَّيْطَانِ كَانَ ضَعِيفًا. The kaid, the makar, the power, the ploy of shaitan is ضعيف, very weak. He doesn't have tasallut over us. In other words, he doesn't have full authority over us in such a way like we become subservient to him. No. All shaitan can do is he can lure a person. He can cast a waswasa. He'll throw something towards you, a bait. To understand shaitan, what does shaitan do? It takes, took a person, he said, I'll show you what I can do. All I do is a small thing. Why you're blaming me all the time? Took him to a restaurant. A jar of syrup. Dipped his finger inside. Took the syrup, put in the window. He said, now, that's all I did. Within seconds, there was a fly that came and sat on the syrup. Then this person is watching. That when this fly began to eat the syrup, immediately a lizard began to look at that fly and waiting to attack that fly. In the meantime, the owner of the restaurant, he had a cat that was being around, and this cat happens to see that lizard. So the cat now is waiting to prowl onto that lizard. There was one person who came to eat in the restaurant and brought his little dog there. This dog sees that cat now looking at that lizard. All this is happening within a few seconds, few minutes. And the dog begins to bark. And then the dog attacks the cat of the owner of the restaurant. He immediately becomes very, very angry. So he begins to shout this person and they begin to fight. And when they're fighting, the owner smacks the person, the owner of the dog. When this happens, that person's friends, they rally around and now they want to attack the owner of the restaurant. His friends come, his workers come around. Within seconds, there's a whole fight that ensues. One person pulls out the trigger and shoots. One person is dead. What did shaitan do? He just took some syrup and put in the window. That's all he did. Bahut chalak hai. Unka jo kaid, his makar and fareb, is very poshida, very chalak, he's very cunning. So this is shaitan. Shaitan took a vow. When Allah Ta'ala expelled shaitan from Jahannam, لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. He said, I will sit, or most certainly sit, O Allah, on your straight path. Ajib. Ulama explain, that means when a person is sitting, he's watching very carefully now. And he is going to make every single attempt to mislead man. He's sitting properly, he's watching, he's vigilant. He's not going to let a single opportunity go past. This is shaitan. Sitting with all his time, whatever taqat Allah has given him, and he's sitting, but ulama explain, shaitan was an alim. Mashaykh have mentioned, he was an arif, he was an alim. He was not an ashiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah deprived him of ishq, became mardood. So shaitan says, O Allah, I will most certainly sit on your straight path. What does that mean? He knew Allah's path is straight. What was it that still made him mardood al-la'in? Pride. Kibar. He refused to bow down to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and make sajda to him. Khair. So he said, I will sit then. ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ. Wallah, I will most certainly attack man from in front of him, from behind him, from his right hand side, left hand side. In other words, every opportunity I get to turn man away. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah has written one kitab, small risala, Shifaul Asqam. And he mentions when man is passing away, then to shaitan comes many times, and he tries his level best to take away the iman of this person. He even offers a glass of water at times. Man is thirsty, he's dying out of thirst, or he's at the sakrat. And he tells him to renounce Islam. Sometimes, Mr. Shafi Sahib has mentioned this riwayat, that he comes in the form of the father of that person who's passing. I'm your father. Listen to me. Renounce Islam. If the person is weak, he can fall into clutches of shaitan. May Allah protect us. May Allah keep us with iman. Because die with iman. May Allah raise us in the day of qiyamah with iman. Always make this dua. But if he's strong, he'll overcome it. Then shaitan comes in the form of his mother on the left hand side. Bhai, leave Islam. Just leave this iman. And therefore, a person has strong iman, or he has iman, he has istiqamat on deen, tatanazzalu alayhimul malaika. That's when angels come down. Allah brings angels down to assist him. They chase away all those shayateen. La khawfun alaykum wala antum tahzanun. No khawf for you. There's no fear, no grief. There's khush khabri from Allah Ta'ala for you. So shaitan comes in different ways to attack man. And one of the things he uses is shubuhat. And I mentioned this before. Two things we have to be very careful of. Shubuhat means doubts. He creates various types of doubts about Islam and Iman, our Shari'at, Sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He creates doubts into us. And sometimes the person has not got grounded knowledge, or he doesn't seek knowledge from the right people. And in today's time we find the internet, social media, everything is there. So the person can be very easily enticed by shaitan, and he can lose his iman. May Allah protect us. He creates different type of doubts and thoughts. Now why is all this thing happening in the world? Where is Allah then? Ma'ad Allah. They're very serious things. Why are so many innocent people being punished? Why this? Why that? Shubuhat. And the other way is shahwat. Passions, egos. Pulls a person, he'll bring a woman in front of him. But that's all. And now the person is enticed and lured by this woman. And then he advances towards her. And from one thing leads to another thing. And the person makes zina. And shaitan ka kaam ho gaya. He will cause fights between people. There's a hadith of Rasulullah, some long hadith, where shaitan has his throne on the sea. And the whole day, all the other small shayateen, they go and do their work. They try and insinuate and mislead people. And in the end, he takes a report back. By what you did? I made that person steal. Nothing. You didn't do much thing. I made that person make zina. Not much. You didn't do much. Each person comes and gives his report back. Until one person comes and says, I made Mia Bibi unki aapas mein jagra karwaya. I caused a fight between husband and wife. I caused them to divorce. Shaitan, Iblis says, ah, now, shabash. You did very well. You did very well. See, this is what Shaitan wants. He wants to cause disunity between husband and wife. Now imagine, husband and wife, there's disunity. Allah says, if the talaq takes place, then the children masoom, children suffer. Families begin to quarrel. There's so much of problems. So Shaitan comes from different ways, different sides. From the right-hand side, left-hand side, shubuhat, he'll entice the person. Wahab bin Munabba rahmatullahi alayhi, he wrote, he said that Shaitan, Allah makes it possible sometimes. He met Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam asked him, Shaitan, tell me the different types of people you met and encountered. This is three types of people. Number one, people like you, referring to Hazrat Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam. In other words, Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. You people are ma'soom. No sins, protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Impossible for me to mislead. You people are protected. So this is one group I've met. The other group, he says, very easily I deceived him. Very easily. Like a little child, you threw some sweets to it. Through some sweet street. And the moment he sees sweets, it will come to you. That is why you tell the child, don't take from any person. Eh? Be careful. You're going to school, somebody shows you a sweet, don't just go there. Child is a child. No. We were in England, Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Ali, many years ago. And in one alim's house, he had a little child, mashallah, Down syndrome child. And he saw us, he got so excited. And the child was overwhelmed that, you know, we came to the house and his, so in the night now, we reached there at night. So his father was an alim. He was a boy, Down syndrome. So he made like a saf for us and he was the imam. Hazrat Maulana behind. I'm standing next to Maulana, somebody else. And this boy is the imam and he's turning back to see if we follow him or not. The father was, now the next morning he had to go to school, special bus came for him. He began to cry, tantrums. He just didn't want to leave and go to school. He saw visitors came. He was enjoying the company. So his father explained that one day there was some repairs they were doing, scaffolding. It was just outside the window. And he says, when I entered the room, I see my son out of the window in the scaffolding. If I run forward, he's going to jump and khalas, he'll be gone. He said, Allah Ta'ala put in my mind, quickly opened the cupboard, took out a whole bag of chocolates and sweets and I started playing with it. The moment he saw that, he jumped out and he came for that. I grabbed him quickly and I saved him. So a small child, he threw some sweets to it. Shaitan says, I just lure man. A little bit here and there, show him few things and khalas. He comes into my grip very easily. And then it is very easy for me to mislead. He said, but the third group, they are the hard ones. I try my level best. I spend all my effort, all my time, different ways to try and seduce them, lure them, tempt them, take them away. And finally, after much effort, when I'm successful, I made the person make zina, I made him steal or gamble, whatever it was. Finally, after all the efforts, just when I'm so happy now, I achieve something. He says, suddenly this person either hears some bayan, or he reads some kitab, or somebody advises him, and he goes and makes tawbah and istighfar. And when he makes tawbah and istighfar, Allah forgives him. He says, mere sari mehnat par pani pher diya. He has watered all my efforts. He has destroyed all my efforts. That's the third group. These are the people I have met. So from this we understand that Shaitan can't put a gun at our head and force us and compel us to do anything wrong. In fact, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah mentions this in the Quran 13 para. وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ When Hisab Kitab all over, Jannati is going to Jannat, Jahannam is going to Jahannam, Allahumma ajirna min an-nar, Allah save us from Jahannam, Allah give us Jannatul Firdaus. The people in Jahannam, Ibn Kathir rahmatullah has mentioned that Shaitan will have a mimbar of fire in Jahannam. The people in Jahannam will tell him, see Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he interceded on behalf of the people, they're going to Jannat. Why don't you now speak to Allah and we can come out from here? وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ That time is very, very clear. He says, Allah promised you the truth. وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ I made many promises to you. فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ But I broke all those promises. I lied to you. And then he says, وَمَا كَانَ لِيَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانِ I had no special authority over you. I couldn't just manipulate you. I didn't force you. I didn't have that type of authority and power. إِلَّا أَنْ دَعُوتُكُمْ I just called you. I invited you. فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي You responded. You came. I didn't force you. فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ Very clear. Quran is explicit. Shaitan says, don't blame me now. Blame yourself. مَا أَنَا بِمُسْرِخِكُمْ وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُسْرِخِي Neither can I help you today, nor can you help me. إِنِّي كَفَرْتُ بِمَا أَشْرَكْتُمُونِي مِنْ قَبْلِ Ajib. Shaitan say, now I deny all the shirk you made with me before. That is why Rasulullah SAW should make the dua. First of all, Quran says, وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ When Shaitan whispers into us, فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ First thing we do, turn to Allah. Seek Allah's protection. Allah's protection. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ Ulama have given an example. You go to somebody's house, and when you go, suddenly his bulldog is coming, with a charge at you, barking at you. What do? You shout for the person. And that person immediately comes, he pulls the dog, ties it, puts it into the kennel, and then welcomes you. So, فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ Shaitan is the dog of Allah. It's a makhluk of Allah. So, seek Allah's protection. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ When you said in Quran first, you say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ We are seeking Allah's protection from Shaitan, the cursed. So that's the first thing we do. Rasulullah himself should make dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ash-shaytani wa shirkihi, or you can say wa sharakihi. Both muhaddithin have mentioned both you can say. Allah is seek protection in you from the shirk of Shaitan, where Shaitan tries to make me associate partners with you, O Allah. So I don't want to make shirk with you. Wa sharakihi, all his ploys, his insinuations, his tricks. Wallah, I'm seeking protection in you from the ploys of Shaitan, from the deception of Shaitan. So what does Shaitan do? He just invites us. إِنَّمَا يَدْعُوا حِزْبَهُ لِيَكُونُوا مِنْ أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ Shaitan invites his hizb. There are two parties. Hizb means party. Hizbullah, the party of Allah, and Hizbul Shaitan, the party of Shaitan. What does Shaitan do? إِنَّمَا يَدْعُوا حِزْبَهُ لِيَكُولُوا مِنْ أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ He calls, he invites his people so that they may be people of Jahannam. That's all Shaitan does. That I don't want to go alone into Jahannam. I want to take many, 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 many of the children of Adam into Jahannam with me. And that is why in Ramadan also we mentioned many times before also, Shaitan took a qasam in the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan said, wa izzatik. Oh Allah, by your honor. As long as man got ruh and life in him, I'm going to mislead him. And Allah responded, Allah says, wa izzati wa irtifa'i makani. By my grandeur, my loftiness. As long as man has got ruh and life in him, I will never close the door of tawbah for him. So this is the solution. First of all, do not become overwhelmed with Shaitan. If Shaitan is very heavy and very difficult to counteract and to fight Shaitan and make muqabala of Shaitan. Inna kayda shaytani kana dha'ifa. In Arabic, if any person understands the grammatical sequence and the emphasis here in this verse, shows that shaitan's ploy is absolutely useless, weak, da'if. فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ وَجِيمِ Seek Allah's protection. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person is lured by shaitan, he makes a mistake, immediately revert to tawbah. That's all. Person makes tawbah. When you pick person makes tawbah, then inshallah, he will combat shaitan. He will combat shaitan. Of course, we have nafs also. That's why our Hazrat Mawlana should always make dua. And nafs or shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya mujhko tabah. These are our two enemies. Nafs and shaitan. Shaitan is an open enemy. Nafs, three stages, and I've mentioned this so many times, but again, for those who have not heard this, there are three stages of nafs. Nafs is not your open enemy like shaitan. Nafs becomes your enemy when it is the stage of ammara, when it keeps on commanding you evil, 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 and you very easily become a slave of that nafsi ammara, and you follow that nafsi ammara. So it takes you towards evil. At that time, that nafs is your enemy. Second stage, when you make a little bit of mujahada, then this lawama. Lawama is also half-half. It also commands you towards evil, and sometimes it stops you from evil. So this is not your full friend, neither is it your full enemy. But mutma'inna, that stage of the higher stage, when now your nafs, you have got complete control of it, now it's your friend. Of course, in the hadith of Muslim, the worst of enemies is between your soul, between in your body, there is nafs, talking about the ammara stage and part of the lawama stage. Otherwise, mutma'inna is when you have got complete control over your nafs and you're not following the dictates of your nafs. Nevertheless, these two enemies we have, nafs and shaitan. So again, shaitan, what does shaitan do? There are two ways, I said. One is shubuhat, shahwat. Also, shaitan tries his level best to make you become, or he'll lure you with passions, egos, evil desires. And most common, badnazri. When we cast lustful glances. He makes you get involved in some illicit relationship. He lures you into watching some pornographic material. Looking at some haram, talking to, chatting to some woman or some man, woman begin to talk to some men, which are not permissible for them. In your workplace, first everything is okay, then slowly, slowly, a person starts talking, you become too informal, very casual, and then one thing leads to the other. You start sending messages, then a person meets the person, you go out for tea, coffee, whatever happens, Allah save us. So shaitan tries that way. An-nisa'u haba'ilu shaitan. Hadith of Rasulullah. Women are the snares of shaitan. That's what he did. In the time of Bani Israel, the fitna at that time was woman. Shaitan will use a woman to lure a man. When he fails in this way, so one is bahi guna, bah. And the other one is jahi guna. Now he tries to tempt you with fame. And the person begins to have takabbur in him and ujab. And last week also we mentioned about tawadu. This is a very khatarnak. Dr. Muhyi Arifi Rahmatul Ali, I was reading today, explains again on takabbur. How shaitan destroyed Iblis. How Allah Ta'ala destroyed Iblis. What was the sin that destroyed Iblis? Pride. Ana. This ana. This ana ko fana karna hai. I, me. There's the difference. One is kibar, one is ujab. Kibar means that you think of everybody else to be inferior to you. Ghamtun nas, you think people to be low. Ujab, I'm the best. Allah Ta'ala showed us. From the heavens, from Jannat, Allah dispelled shaitan. Threw him out. So all that ana was destroyed. Fir'aun, mighty empire. Ana again. Ana rabbukum al-a'la. Takabbur. What happened? Threw him and drowned him into the Red Sea. Qarun. Ujab. Inna Qaruna kana min qawmi Musa fabagha alim. Wa atinahu min al-kunuz. ما إن مفاتيحه لتنوء بالعصبة وللقوة إذ قال القوم لا تفرح إن الله لا يحب الفرحين. قارون had عجبل, walking with splendor, pomp, mighty army. So much of treasures Allah gave him that just the keys, to carry those keys, they had to have so many strong people and animals carrying the keys to the treasures of Qarun. فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِ الْأَرْضِ. Allah sunk him. See, hadith of Rasulullah. وَمَنْ تَكَبَّرَ وَضَعُ اللَّهِ مَنْ تَوَاضُعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعُ اللَّهِ. Whoever has tawadu, humility, Allah will raise him. Whoever has pride, Allah will destroy him. وَضَعَ, Allah will put him down. Iblis went down. Fir'aun, down. Qarun, down. وَيَوْمَ حُنَيْنٍ إِذْ أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ كَثْرَتُكُمْ. عجيب. وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَوَاطِنَ كَثِيرًا. وَيَوْمَ حُنَيْنٍ. Allah Ta'ala says, Allah assisted you, O Sahaba. Allah assisted you in many, many expeditions and wars and battles. And on the Yawm of Hunayn, and the day of Hunayn. But what happened in Hunayn? Initially, some young Sahaba, the young ones, the youth, felt that time, MashaAllah, kathrat, we got plenty today compared to previous times. Is a'jabatkum kathratukum. Allah did not like that. فَلَمْ تُغْنِي عَنْكُمْ شِيَا. Allah says, nothing availed you. Initial Sahaba suffered some loss and defeat in the beginning of Hunayn. They began to flee the battlefield. The enemy had the upper hand. Only Rasulullah and a handful of Sahaba remained. وَضَاقَتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْأَوْضُ بِمَا رَحُبَتْ. The earth began to be so constricted for them. ثُمَّ وَلَّيْتُمْ مُدْبِرِينَ. Allah says, you ran away. You took to your heels. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was riding a donkey. And he says, أَنَا النَّبِيُّ لَا كَذِبْ أَنَا ابْنُ عَبْدِ الْمُطَّلِبِ. I am that Nabi, there is no lie, there is no doubt in it. I am the son of Abdul Muttalib. Ulama say, he showed complete humility. Ana ibnu, son of Abdul Muttalib, my grandfather. Obviously, his father was Abdullah. Abdullah was the son of Abdul Muttalib. And the grandson of Abdul Muttalib. I'm just a simple person. And of course, Allah Ta'ala gave Sahaba then victory. But Allah reminded them, إِذْ أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ كَثْرَتُكُمْ. So, ujab. But when a person has humility, مَنْ تَوَضَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ. Rasulullah SAW had so much of tawadu in his life. Taif incident we have heard. He showed humility. He did not curse the people of Taif. He forgave them. And after Taif incident, what happened? This tawadu, Allah raised him to the heavens. Miraj. Miraj took place. So, man tawadu'a lillahi, rafa'ahu Allah. So, this is the thing that we have to continuously worry about. Shaitan tries first with a bahi guna, and then jahi guna. And he will try to either make a person do something to do with his shahwat, passions, desires, or he'll start giving him, you are the best qari, you're the best orator, you're the best alim, you're the best sheikh, best mufti, I'm the best accountant, I'm the best doctor, I'm the best scientist. Me, nobody like me. All the time, think of, وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Any ni'mat I got. I got good health, I got wealth, Allah has given me some plentiful. It is only a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then again, ulama say, that what do? That we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we make istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we make tawbah, and when we have tawadu in us, and tawadu is abdiyat, abdiyat. As Dr. Buhayr Arifi rahmatullah has mentioned, and I just mentioned the few lines of what he had mentioned, is that shaitan's power is very, very weak. He says, لہذا اس کمزور مکر سے ڈرنے اور گھبرانے کی ضرورت نہیں ہے. Don't worry about making muqabala and shaitan becoming more powerful than you know. He said, what we have got? Imani quwwat. We have quwwat imani, and we must have confidence in this. We have something very great. Greatest thing we've got iman, iman. This quwwat of iman on one side and shaitan or kufr, impossible, we can't make muqabala of it. So think of this, the shaitan's taqat and quwwat, whatever Allah has given him, all that is nothing compared to the quwwat of iman that we have. لهذا اس کمزور مکر سے ڈرنے اور گھبرانے کی ضرورت نہیں ہے. ہاں ڈاکٹر عبد الحی عارف رحمۃ اللہ سے ہاں اس سے بچنے کے لیے صحیح تدبیر کی ضرورت ہے. ٹو سیو اور سیلف فرام دا انٹائسمنٹ آف شیطان کریکٹ پلان ان پلیس وی مسٹ نو ہیو دا کریکٹ پریپریشن پلان ان پلیس. اور یہ تدبیر ہمیں قرآن اور سنت ہی نے بتا دی. قرآن سنت سے شورس اور تدبیر سب سے پہلے تو یہ بات سمجھ لینی چاہیے کہ شیطان کو شیطان بنانے والی چیز اس کا تکبر. واٹ میڈ شیطان شیطان ہز پرائڈ اس کی سرکشی. ہی ریبلڈ اگینسٹ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی. لہذا اس کا مقابلہ اللہ تعالی کی حضور عاجزی شکستگی. سو واٹ ہیپنس اللہ تعالی ڈسٹرائڈ ہم. اللہ تعالی از موسٹ گریٹ. شیطان واز یوز لیس ان کمپیئر ٹو اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی. سو واٹ ڈو وی ہیو ٹو شو ٹو میک مقابل آف شیطان؟ اس کا دوسرا نام عبدیت ہے. عبد عبد when Allah Ta'ala talks about the Mi'raj of Rasulullah سبحان الذي اسرا بعبده. Ulama have mentioned Rasulullah was given a choice. What name would you be like to be called with? He said عبد. Oh Allah, you are my Mawla and I am your عبد. If this is we can get this in our lives inshallah, then we have achieved something very 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 great. عبدیت must come in our lives. Allah, give it to me, give it to all of us inshallah, that you realize that Allah is your master and I am just an abd, a simple ordinary slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I must behave like a slave. You said agar koi shakhs Allah ta'ala ki bandagi aur abdiyat ikhtiyar kar lega, jiski maana ye hai ki apni ananiyat ko mita kar hamesha apne aap ko Allah ka banda samjhega aur apni har mushkil mein unhi ko pukarega. That a person takes out his ananiyat, this egoism from his, and pride from his heart, and he makes fana of it, annihilates it, destroys it completely. You know, I'm just a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I will always call my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what Dr. Habli Aifri mentioned, inna ibadi laysa laka alihim sultan. Allah tells shaitan that you have no power and authority over my servants. Another place Allah says that you will mislead illa ibadaka minhumul mukhlasin, except those who are mukhlas. Mukhlas means magar un mein se jo tere khalis kiye hue bande hain. So shaitan says, oh Allah, I cannot mislead those servants of yours who you chose, illa ibadaka minhumul mukhlasin, whom Allah Ta'ala chooses. Who are those people whom Allah Ta'ala chooses? Those who have this tawazu in them, those who lower themselves and they make fana of their ana in them. May Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq in hidayat. Shaitan is our open enemy. He will try various ways to tempt us, seduce us, lure us. As I mentioned, like a child, throw some toffee sweets and very easy he goes. We should not go like that. We have to be very, very firm. If we slip, tawbah istighfar. The moment we feel this is shaitan's waswasa, a'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika minash shaitani wa shirkihi wa sharakihi. Every day make that dua and Allah Ta'ala will protect us. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.